We're ready?
Yeah. That clock is
The number is up.
Madam Acting Clerk, are you ready to hit the report count?
That's what it is.
All right.
If they don't want to do it, they do it.
Very good. Thank you all for joining us. Go ahead, hit the button. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to order this December 6th, 2023, the second to last meeting of the year. It is 7:03. Would you please all join me in a salute to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On December 4th, 2023, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you please call the roll? Actually, I guess we have to designate Ms. Marino to be our acting secretary in the absence of the clerk. Any objection?
No, I'll make a motion.
I don't think we need a motion, so we'll do that that way. And go ahead and call the roll.
Left to right, correct?
Either way, yeah.
Right to left, okay.
No, I
want to
go first.
I go last.
Councilman Brazier.
Here.
Councilman Kutnacki.
Here.
Councilwoman Strickland.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Here.
Here. She had to read my name.
Well, she was going in order.
Yeah. It's late.
All right, we'll begin by opening the floor to comments from the public for items that are on the agenda, or since there's not really much public anything that you want to talk about. Come on down. See you shaking heads. Oh.
There's another
public comment. You can come back later. No worries.
Oh, it's an event, all right.
So we'll close the public comments, and we will move on to the approval or correction of the minutes. I would note that the minutes for October 11th are yet incomplete. So if I might have any comments, questions on the minutes for October 25th.
I was not present.
Not present, so there's an abstention coming. And did you have anything you wanted to amend?
No, I think they're fine. They're more for the
okay. All right. In that case, may I have a motion in favor of the minutes?
Mike, motion.
I'll second.
Sure. So we have a motion for Mr. Glazer.
Yes.
If the recording has an issue, we'll need to make sure we have it all written down. So we have a motion from Councilman Glazer and a second from Councilman Kochanowski, if I heard correctly. And then we'll do a roll call vote.
Yes.
Here. Yes.
Yes. So minutes pass. And before we begin with the consent agenda, I just wanted to introduce the Chief of Police, Chief DeRosa, and our newly minted police officer.
Yeah. I'm proud to introduce Francesca Madero. Last night was her first night. She started on training. She's already hit the ground running. Would you do 20 weeks? 21 weeks. 21 weeks in Morris County. She graduated November 30th, and she's on field training. We're happy to have her.
Welcome. Congratulations. Welcome. Nice job. Hope he's treating you well, both of them.
Yeah. Yes, sir, he is.
She said she already loves midnights.
Yeah. There you go.
Amen.
Stale coffee and cold weather.
Well, I think she had to say that because of the tea. But.
Yeah. Just wait for the snow.
Keep up the good work. Welcome.
Thank you.
And stay safe out there. Yeah.
She's got a good training officer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's best.
Yes, and right now, Officer Ramos.
Yes, Officer Ramos, who also did an excellent job with the cadets over the summer,
yes,
if I recall.
Oh, he does a great job.
Yeah.
Great.
Excellent. Thank you much.
Thank you both. We appreciate it. And, we're very pleased to have Francesca joining us. She was an outstanding candidate when we first brought her on board, and she acquitted herself very well at the academy, as the chief will attest to. And her training officer there spoke very highly of her, so we were very pleased to have her join the ranks of the department here. We think she'll be an asset to the community for many years to come.
Fantastic. It's early yet. Excellent. Well, thank you much.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or member of the public, in which event the line item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items that anyone from the council wishes to have removed?
Item number 7, please.
Sure, that's going to be resolution number 217-2023 with regard to the grant application for the fire department, which is helpful because we have to change the title slightly anyway. So, number 7. Any others? Does the public wish to have us pull any resolutions off of the agenda for discussion? Any members of the police department wishes to come on here? In that case, may I move, have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Sosnowski.
Yes.
Councilman Slitlet.
Yes.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Mayor Malone.
Yes. And just to make sure you got who did the motion in the second, it went really fast. So I
did. It did go fast.
Yes. All right. Let us move on and have some adjustments here, so I'm kind of toggling back and forth. We'll move on to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, from the planning board, their regular meeting on December 4th, 2 nights ago, just bounce and comment statute customs approved. There may be a short special meeting on the 20th to formally adopt the resolution for the Bullets of Spruce Run application so they can meet their financing deadline at the end of the year. We'll see if that happens. And the planning board will have their reorganization on Monday, January 8th. The sewage authority will meet tomorrow for their monthly meeting. It will be 8 a.m. start time. They're doing an early start rather than 7 p.m. Finance committee, we're starting up some meetings with Mr. Close and some of the team. And at Kansas Company, no report.
Very good. Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes, like Bill said, the Finance Committee, I think the meeting on the 19th, I just replied. Mm-hmm. Other than that, nothing to report.
Excellent. Councilwoman Swift.
Open space meeting in November, there was not one. The next meeting is December 14th. Last council meeting, we approved a resolution to go ahead and ask for a grant from the county for a close to 92-acre parcel over here off Allerton, and I'm happy to say that last night the commissioners approved it, so we did receive the grant for that parcel. I did send you guys just a picture of the lot, so you just know where I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's where the 5K trail is. It's a parcel over there. I think we used to call it Rundquist.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a parcel we've known about for a long time. It's been sitting there, and it's on the market, so we're going to try to go for that.
And my understanding of the funds is that there's county has money set aside for the township, and they augmented that with some county money as well?
All I know is it's 50% of what.
Yeah.
So tonight we have the resolution to go ahead and get the property assessed. So we have to go through that. But it's definitely 50%. What I would like to also do is we have some Green Acres money coming towards. We would also like to put that towards the land acquisition. We're working with Carrie Owens. We also did a... Mike and I have been...
Going back and forth.
Well, I mean, we're not grant writers, and it's really been hard talking to the DEP and the county and the office and not knowing how to go about doing this. So Mike and I have been, doing the best we can as far as the process of it. I have always voted for land acquisitions. I've never actually done the homework to do a land acquisition, so it's new for me. And Mike and I are doing fairly well. And Mike has been really involved in the county, going to the open space meetings there and really learning on how to do this kind of stuff.
I would say definitely if we get that Green Acres money for Windy Acres that we put in for once we get that ROSI updated.
Which is happening.
That
yes.
is definitely useful.
Yes, yes.
Good.
So there's that. So I'm happy to hear that we received that grant funding.
Yeah.
County. So the other lot that's on Allerton, we're working with Carrie Owens. She just got back to us. Mike and I are trying to do a... it's a pre-appraisal application. So if you want to get a property assessed and get Green Acres funds, you have to go through this pre-appraisal application. And then they give you the approval to go look at that. That's the lot that is currently residential, and I think the zoning change would be commercial.
Well, it's currently round one.
Right.
It become, if they adopt the residential highway.
Right. Right. And just for the one that the Whispering Hill we're calling it, the Ronquist property,
yeah.
That has some environmental constraints.
Sure.
There's arguments about if there's a C1 stream or not. I've been on the Highlands map, and it's not a C1 stream in Cramer's Creek, per the Highlands map. But there is wetlands that right. separate the north side to the south side. So if we were to do anything, it would maybe extend the 5K. Just on the portion of it, part of it's farmed, it would stay that way. Hunted, I'm sure we'd have to go through the our program, but I believe it's currently being hunted. This other one on Allerton has a lot of environmental constraints. I don't know what you would do with that parcel, honestly. The only purpose would be to try to connect the trail from the high school all the way down to Bunt Park. I talked to Andrew Holt, who was chair of the EC, who's also an environmental consultant, really said the only way you can use it to access the property over the Bunt Park is use the existing driveway. It's, I mean, how much is wetlands? I mean, you're familiar with the property. It's like 40%. It's just
ridiculous.
Yeah. So
the developable portion is like just really long, 30 what?
Right.
9 acres. Of
right.
30.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, that would literally be the only thing that we could do there. So, at any rate, Mike and I did the pre-appraisal form, and she just got back to us today. She'll let us know how that works out. The new list for the state, when I went to the ANJAC convention, we were told by the Green Acres folks that we should get a wish list together. If something came up, they would have properties that we potentially would be interested in. This is on our parks and recreation open space report. That's on our open space.
Recreation open space.
Right. And I had asked Prishpit, is it possible that we don't have to redo the whole report? Just update the portions of properties that we might be interested in. And Green Acres looks at this as a wish list. That's how they take that report as a wish list.
I think the report probably needs to be updated and mm-hmm. dusted off because I think we need to relook at our objectives and
okay.
apply certain parts.
It was 2018 when it was last.
So it's already years. So I just think it's worth
okay. Absolutely. Yeah. That's I wanted to find that out.
I just think we have to. It's just a matter because it's kind of dated. I've read it and I've said, oh, there's stuff that needs to be updated.
Right, right. And I believe the section of our wish list is also needs to be updated.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Right.
So we maybe relook at priorities and what we do. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
So our next open space meeting, we're going to each member is looking at different parcels that we might want to eventually put on our wish list. We've been working with Kathy Seif. She was chair of the organization. She's been fantastic. I mean, she really knows land acquisitions, and, you know, Mike and I know her. As far as our open space properties, dogs off leashes, we have vandalism. We have all this stuff going on our properties. We have Prospect East, which the benches are stolen. We have Carol Pan stolen, things like that. Windy Acres, we've had the ATVs, that's been taken care of. For the time being, we haven't had any issues. They're knocking on wood, only boy. Cramer's Creek, we had people knocking down cedar trees and making huts. We have our camping cabins back there. People are dropping off trash at the borders of the properties. Bray's Hill, we have people cutting in their own trails. We have vandalism in the driveway, litter. It's to the point where, you know, this is our properties, and they're just getting destroyed. I had talked to Rosa today. we had talked about cameras, because you can't really prove anything. I mean, I have a good suspicion on the majority of the properties, but I can't prove it just yet. So we were thinking of maybe just discussing it with Open Space, seeing what our options are, how much it would cost. I was talking to Mr. Close about there's other places that we need video cameras. Is it this building?
Yeah, we talked to Chief and I had talked to Councilman Schultz. We had talked about earlier today the follow-up from email about all the items he just identified.
Yeah, no.
And the chief had identified that there was new technology that might be beneficial should they decide to pursue this, if the council and the Open Space Committee were so inclined. We're looking at it for this building. Also, we had talked about Bunt Park last year. The proposal there wasn't what the chief and I thought was the best item at the time, type of equipment to be utilized there. We wanted to revisit it for this year. And while we're doing that, let's look at all the potential locations where we might need the cameras and get the most bang for the township buck in terms of where they might need to be utilized. I spoke to Councilman Schultz about if she could provide me with an indication of, with one of our staff, walk the site, how many at each location and where, just so we're working with the right number for each location. They may not be identical, and she's going to assist us with that, and we'll get pricing and come back to you and the committee and get some direction on how you wish to proceed in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a rush thing, but I think it's something that we need to start talking about. So that'll be on the docket for 2024. Mm-hmm. Our discussions, pricing,
yep.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're setting up Mario at Prospect West for his honey, his beehives. I think I mentioned that last council meeting. He's certified now, and we Open Space Committee has decided that's the best property. Less vandalism there.
We need an agreement, I think, somewhere to the last one.
Yes, we do. So I talked to Mr. Close today about that. We need to just basically ask a DEP if it's okay. And we're going to need fencing. That was the one requirement. And they had a limit of 3 hives, but, I mean, I think he can have more. I question his limit that he gave us in Windy Acres, because look at other documentation. It says you can have more. I don't care, really, but...
And there is just a process we'll have to follow.
Absolutely.
I saw it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we can, now that we went through the process with Windy Acres, it's been such a success, we'll just mirror it.
Yes, yeah, so although there are probably some extra steps we should have taken on Windy Acres and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Let's improve. You tell.
Let's improve. No, I don't think I will, but let's improve the process.
I know, anything. Yeah, and, well, honestly, we would like to continue this process on our other properties, so the better we fine-tune it, that's great. Deer counts is 32 taken, Windy Acres 5, Hackett's 3, Prospect East is 5. They do very well there every year. Bracewell's 9, Kramer's Creek is 9. I knew they'd get a lot there because it's inundated. That's less in the sun. Mm-hmm. And White Cloud was 1. I don't see anything on Prospect West.
And Mike at the planning board meeting on Monday mentioned that Windy's running ahead of where they were last year this time.
Yeah.
He thinks because they left the corn up longer last year and the deer were hiding in the corn.
The deer are definitely,
in the corn.
Yes, definitely. And Les and Mike and Hugh are doing a sign for Windy Acres, a proper one that mirrors pretty much the county signs and the state signs, the brown, the yellow writing. Green team was canceled due to lack of attendance, but the one thing to report is we had the photo op at the high school for the pollinator garden. That was really nice. A lot of people showed up for that. So that project is done. I'm hoping the wildflowers grow because they were planted, and let's see what happens. But the existing plants we planted are still alive. Okay, our EC meeting, I already reported November's. Our EC meeting is tomorrow for December. The only update I have, Fountain Hotel, we seem to be coming out with an agreement as far as they're going to be replanting what they destroyed along the bank, so I'm happy about that.
That's the agreement with the township or the DEP?
No, the township.
Yes, that's being done in conjunction with the township, the property owner,
soil disturbance.
Soil disturbance.
And water.
Well, it has teeth.
Violation notice was issued for actions taken at the site.
Okay.
He's met with staff, including Chief DeRosa, as well as Mr. Sylvia on site. And what was discussed with him was providing a plan for replanting what was taken down, as well as a time frame for doing that, and also getting a plan that could be certified as to the species, trying to mirror what was there and what would be conducive to growing there and recreating what existed previously.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good.
So I'm happy with that result and addressed. We're probably talking in depth about the water testing over at Windy Acres and how it was high E. coli. Daniel Kersley is really knowledgeable on this and he's going to be steering us in the right direction with that, but clearly we have to follow it upstream, find out what the problem is. The readings are they do cow, geese, and human waste, and it's specifically human. So there's a problem upstream, so we really need to get on that. She's a perfect person to lead us in that. And as I said, Reddington Environmental Commission, they're already on this, and we're just moving upstream, which is Clinton Township and up. And I think it goes right down to Lebanon Borough. Geocaching, I had proposed we do this, and Amelia Reitman, thank you. She's our new EC member, and she's also on the Environmental Club at North Hunter, and she's fantastic. She's going to do it for her Girl Scout Gold Award. So I'm going to help her with it as far as throwing. So, you know, geocaching, it's an app where it shows you where you can find things. It's going to be on all our properties. So I'm going to help her with that, but she's just great. They're also going to help me. The club is going to help me with my milkweed monarch butterfly study. The invasives are getting crazy. They're going to go in there and help me. Static about that. And I met with Wild Spawn Mushroom LLC last weekend at Windy. We looked at different areas where we can do the mushroom identification locations on the site and also the garden that we're going to put in. As I mentioned last meeting, we will be utilizing the environmental grant money over at Exxon stuff. So I also passed it by Mario and Mike Aversa, and they seemed to be agreeable. So it'll be more of like it's definitely more technical class, but I met with the guy and I'm really happy. So we'll probably schedule something for May and in the fall.
On the geocaching, so I'm a geocacher.
Oh, great.
All of our parks already have geocaching.
Well,
so let me finish. Usually they're not run by municipalities. They're individuals that have them. I actually have one at Grace Hill.
Do you?
Yeah, I've had it for before I was on
the
council.
I looked. I couldn't find something on Grace Hill. Where is
it?
Well, I can't
shit. Yeah, well, I can't give it away. But I think a great use of geocaching is a thing called cash in, trash out. If we have an area in one of our parks that's full of garbage or something like that, you post that up there, the cashers come in, and each person takes one piece of trash. Within a day, because these people are insane, it's cleaned up. It's
really?
Unbelievable use of that.
Well, we really need that phrase.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a specific area. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Like where someone dumped a wash machine or something like that. You'd be surprised at how quickly they clean it out. So look that up, cash in, trash out.
So essentially you go and you find...
You put the coordinates of the dump. Let's call it a dump.
Oh, I understand.
You put the coordinates of the dump.
That's the treasure.
That's... Yeah, so you could also have a treasure there as well. But take out a piece of garbage. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I'll mention it to her. I mean, I'm working on it with her. Yeah. It's her Girl Scout. Yeah.
Right. Oh. And usually what happens is they don't get maintained over the years,
yeah,
and they disappear.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you have any questions, I know all about
it. Thank you. That's great. Yeah, we wanted to certainly get the kids out and exploring all our open space properties. You know?
Right, yeah.
And that's a great way to do it.
Yep.
So, okay, I'm going to thank you.
All right, Council President Strauss.
I do not have a report for the local Board of Ed. Historical Commission was supposed to have a meeting, however, it's canceled for lack of quorum.
You told me about it. I haven't done it.
Next year.
Yeah, we have to replace because he's resigning at the end of the year.
Correct, yes. Public Safety, I did have communicated with Chief DeRosa. I did receive the report sheet. Thank you very much. I know the Chief wants to meet with us at some point. Did we need to take any action with that stop sign issue on Ward Street? Are they looking for our
opinion? Did you see my email? I have not.
I think I sent that on then and went over there. He's a little bit more versed with traffic safety. I forwarded it to a different report.
I'll take a look.
His suggestion.
What was the bottom line, you think?
Basically, he was saying most of it is basically Tewksbury. So we really, he suggested some signage on that sign. Arrows or something to that effect. I didn't really read it over that great, but
it sounds like the Tewksbury resident who raised the issue brought it to the county, who, according to them, was receptive, and the township of Tewksbury was receptive to requesting that stop sign. My understanding was that would be that that stop sign would be, if not in the township, right adjacent to it.
According to Jeff, he said
on the northbound side of Tewksbury Road.
He said it would move to Tewksbury or Fonsbury. He went there, he surveyed it today. He sent pictures that are attached with it.
Right.
I mean, if you have any questions, just email. He's attached the email. Or just
Now, fire department, you still have some pending work orders at both fire stations. I saw the PO come through to the repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another one pending, too, about the rusting. Mm-hmm. Chief mentioned.
Yeah, it's two.
Yeah.
I believe she did. The one was issued, I think, confirming today because they still had to get, the vendor had to get some additional information to her in order to process the PO.
Okay.
They got that into her, I believe. And there's still one remaining, which I believe she will be doing tomorrow based on the conversation earlier this evening.
Right, and I did see an email back. I just, because the resolutions on the agenda tonight, the fire company was looking for some additional information from the township as well. That, you see that? It was rather late, the email came in.
For the grant?
For the ARP grants.
They were looking for information?
Yeah, I think part of the SAGE grant is a section of the township.
Okay.
Well, the section we have to be, yes.
Not for the resolution, though. Correct. For the actual application.
For the actual application itself, yeah. The chief and I are meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. In my office to go over several issues, including that. We'll do the application tonight, approve it, the submission, and we will be getting it in conjunction with the grants consultant on Friday, which is the deadline for its submission.
I have no report for EMS or WAN or CERT, and did email the CFO. I'm not sure. I think I copied you on something on the bills list that was on there, so I'll wait to follow.
Okay.
That's all right. Oh, public service announcement. J.C. Pinnell is having the outage, the planned outage notification for December 11th.
Did he get on the website? I saw
it. They sent it over to Mike to post at City Commission.
And he posted.
And he did the
program. Share it around.
Perfect. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, for my perspective, first of all, I just want to give a lot of credit and thanks to Administrator Close. I think the council chambers / courtroom looks fantastic. The building, I think, Chief, you would agree, looks way better than it used to. It'll be easier to maintain and to clean these floors for sure. So it's been a nice transition here the last few months. That said, REC committee met just before Thanksgiving. I was traveling for work. I don't know exactly what they discussed, but I do know they continue to work on a grant for the playground. So that proceeds, and I know that the REC director will be getting ready to do the change of use on the property. So we're moving along with that. And then from a personnel standpoint, Ms. Kramer started back in the office, which is, I think, much especially with some illnesses this week and last. It's great timing. It's certainly great to have her back in the office. We're almost to full complement with a couple more spots we're trying to fill and some other issues we're working through, but on the personnel front, we're doing really well. And then leaf collection. It's about this time of year I'm usually getting frantic emails, calls, complaints, and I've only received a few, and they've all been complimentary. So I want to thank the administrator, and especially DPW Director Jay Meixel, for a really outstanding job this year. Yet last year was very good. This year, I think, is even better. So excellent work.
Well, man, I just want to say thank you. But Jane has done a tremendous job the last 2 years. And I think that's well-deserved. They worked very hard at it. But also, and Jay would also say he'd like to acknowledge the governing body you give them some additional manpower and equipment that has really made it, helped him in his efforts to collect the leaves for the community. So those kinds of things do go a long way, and you certainly were, you all as a group were a big part of getting that to be where it is today.
Very good. I think that's all that I have at the moment. Chief, anything you want to throw in the mix?
Today we had, remember we approved Chris Heron, came
yes.
to high school. It was a huge success. The administrator and I attended. Very interesting. I've seen it before on ESPN, the 30 to 30, but the school did acknowledge us and thanked us for doing that. And, it was really impactful.
Yeah, I think they were very appreciative of the township sponsoring this presentation through our opioid settlement funds. Mr. Heron has a presence, does an outstanding job in his presentations. He speaks to about 200 communities a year on this topic. He has since, I believe, 2008. Really, I think, has a big impact on the groups. I think he was well received here. And I did want to make note of, he was extremely complimentary
yes.
about the high school
yes.
and the reception he received from the students in terms of how respectful they were, the efforts of staff to
show
his story and try to help educate them about, the issues and dangers associated with and the impacts of drug abuse and alcohol abuse. And he was very good. I think he was well received. He spoke to, there were two sessions, I believe, Chief Wright,
yes.
one for sophomores, one for juniors.
Yes.
How many total students would you say? 400, 800?
Close to 800.
Yeah, 400, I think, each session.
About
so. He did a really nice job. Seemed to be well received by the staff as well as the students. I think it was a great effort. And Chief DeRosa as well as the council for providing that to the school. I think it was a great job.
I haven't had a chance to talk to my younger one who's in school today for it, but I'll do that tonight.
Yeah, curious to see what.
Yeah, they said one of the teachers commented that as they were leaving, they were there, the bell rang, and they could have left.
Yeah.
95% of them stayed in the room.
Good.
I thought that was very telling about the message and how it was being received.
Excellent. Well, nice job. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Great idea, especially since we have that money we need to put to use that's in a productive and effective manner.
We have some more ideas.
Bring them up.
Yeah. Let me just, yeah.
All right. Administrator Close, anything else that we
just a comment about Mr. Heron, so I'm glad the Chief brought that up. And really pleased to have Officer Escudero again, just as a very pleased to have her join. And we have
one,
young,
okay, we've got one more coming.
We have Connor joining us end of February.
Early March.
So looking forward to having him on as well.
I've been checking in on anything.
Fantastic. And then soon we'll have a relationship more permanently with the high school, with the middle school and the
mm-hmm.
local school, so we'll have it. Keep you busy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We'll move down to resolutions. The first we're going to do is going to be resolution number 217-2023. This is the one we pulled from consent. This is a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the submission of a grant application to the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs and authorizing the execution of a grant agreement with SAME. Recording still on? Just want to check. Fantastic. Just want to note that at 7:37, Council President Strauss recused himself from this particular resolution. Anybody have any questions or comments? Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. May I have a second?
One second.
And if you're ready, roll call, please.
Councilman Blakely.
Yes.
Councilwoman
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. We'll next move to a bit of a sticky wicket. Conundrum. Oh, yeah, Mark, come back. And he's returned at 7:37. When did he leave? Resolution number 220-2023 was not in the box. I don't know that it was drafted. I saw a memo from the chief. I would suggest, if it works for council and the rest, that we verbally approve by a resolution that I will introduce right now. A resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving a request from the Township of Clinton Police Chief to use Property Room Consulting for the evidence audit in an amount not to exceed $4,500 and utilizing DEA funds to complete the process. Whatever whereas is that you might feel necessary, but I think that would be the resolved portion of the resolution. And
authorizing people to sign and hold the role.
Right. Correct. I think, Chief DeRosa, you've just received some additional funds into that DEA money?
Yes.
Or trust account, I should say. What's the total in there right now?
Roughly. I'd say right now, we've just got about 25,000 in. I'd say we've got about 60 in there probably right now. 55, 60, because we just spent 40 on the accreditation, the truck. We're around 60 right now.
Okay.
Left.
Remaining after having and this will go toward the accreditation.
Yes. So we've already taken some steps. We had to change the doors because under accreditation you need two locks for your evidence. So we fixed that. Jay was able to help us with that. DPW. This is a full audit. So in other words, with the audit, without getting too much into it, there's certain items in there. We have a lot of drugs in our we also have guns. So things like that are high priority items. They have to be under the full audit. They have to be in an area by themselves. So this 2 to 3 day process will be a full audit. We'll also teach our officers to do the audit under accreditation standards. So evidence is the biggest thing that can get you in trouble. We do a good job with our evidence. It is organized, but we have some upstairs and some downstairs. It'll all be in one spot. But like I said, it'll be 2 to 3 days, and he will show us best practices for the evidence. Another good point is he is going to take out a lot of the stuff that we can destroy. We have a lot of marijuana in there that can go. So we're going to have to figure out that process. It's going to free up some space for us.
And properly disposed of.
Properly. There's a company that does it. So long have to go. We said it's an incinerator. The park remembers from back when you Yeah, so there's a process. Yeah,
it was a good day for the seagulls.
Yeah, and there's a lot in there. So it's just, it's something that we have to do. This individual does it. I'm actually looking forward to it in that process because I'm going to kind of be involved, so I really know it for myself.
How often do these audits have to occur?
This is a full audit.
Yeah,
we've done a partial audit before, which we passed. This is every piece of evidence that we have, which we have a lot.
Very thorough. Okay.
Very thorough.
But there's no attorney general requirement to do it annually or quarterly?
No. We do it. The last one we did was about 3 years ago. We did an audit, which was fine, but it wasn't a full audit.
Okay. So this will get us this accreditation?
Yes. Good. 100%. Any questions?
Any other questions? I'm good. May I have a motion, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Roll calling, right?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Passes. Well, thank you very much. I apologize for the oversight. So we'll move on to resolution number 221-2023, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving an amendment to the collective negotiations agreement between the Township and the FOP Lodge, number 182, Superior Officers Association. There are two lieutenants. They've requested to be added to the Superior Officers Association, which is their right. So now that they've officially requested it, we need to grant it. They're actually, when we filled the lieutenant positions, we had actually anticipated that they would become, will fall under the Superior Officers Agreement, and that's how we discussed their salary structure, benefits, et cetera, when we promoted them. I guess it was in some manner overlooked by somebody to actually have been requested along the way. So. Questions, comments?
No. I'll make the motion.
Very good. May I have a second?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That resolution has passed. We'll move to resolution number 222-2023. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving a shared services agreement with the Clinton Township Board of Education for a school resource officer for calendar year 2024. As you know, the board had two ballot questions or budget questions, one of which passed, the second one did not, so they have funding for one SRO. Chief, I understand they're going to try to want to use that somehow across more than just the middle school, or I don't know where we're going to end up with that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a question I have. The agreement talks about middle school, but that says maybe not, so.
Yeah, so, well, when the administrator and I met with her and spoke with her, it was pretty clear. It's a lot of work for one person to do three schools.
Yes.
It's really four schools, because we're starting the full day care at three different schools in January, so it's four. That's right, that's middle school, but separate school.
We can discuss how to make it a little bit easier on the administrator, everyone's good with it. But I did make it clear with her recently when we spoke that I don't really want this. It's a lot of work for one person to do three schools. I mean, especially the middle school is pretty busy.
That's a job in and of itself.
Yeah, so, school.
The way the agreement is worded is limited to the middle school.
Right. Yeah. Well, except the duties actually undoes that a little bit. The superintendent can send them somewhere.
Did they really? I thought it was.
That might be an old version. Yeah,
well, in the main part of the agreement, I think that would supersede whatever's in the duties.
Okay.
It says clearly middle school only.
The officer shall split the time between all active schools based on the regular schedule and needs as part of the superintendent or the designee.
Just as a point of clarification, that Trisha could modify that. The chief is the only one who can assign officers anywhere.
That's what I wanted to confirm.
And that is not something that can be abdicated by the chief or the township relative to the responsibilities of the department. That's number one. And certainly the agreement was anticipated to be with the middle school. The chief has some ideas to assist them with the other schools, but there's also some liability concerns with spreading an officer too thin among several schools in terms of the workload and those things. All those items the chief has discussed with them, and certainly he's going to work with them to try to address them with some of the other options he would suggest they consider, and hopefully those will work for both entities. But those are some things that still have to be ironed out between the chief and the school.
So what the agreement has done, apart from, I'm glad you picked up on that and miscellaneous, and I thought I had caught all of that. But the main provision says middle school only, except.
As assigned by.
Except that the chief, unless the chief says otherwise. And I intentionally left that in there just to give the chief some wiggle room, but to set the expectation that it is a middle school only, that at least he has a little bit of flexibility.
The superintendent is not assigning the responsibility.
No.
It might be one of the spouses.
Yeah, that's no way. No.
I mean, obviously the duties are so different than the one at North. That's what surprised me when I read it so carefully.
Yeah, it does say in the agreement.
Yeah,
I guess the concern I have, Tom, in all honesty,
is permission.
We have one SRO for the district. And I feel like we're being a party creating an illusion of security with one person handling four campuses. It strikes me as impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible. Yeah, it's, four campuses, one job.
And relatively far apart, too. It's not like you can get for one of them.
You explain that to her, and I think she gets it to a degree, but
you know, I do have some ideas to help her a little bit, like continuous checks, but I did tell her, if it's, you know, he's working at the middle school, it's simple as call 911 if you have an emergency, or call the non-emergency police number if you need something.
Okay.
Obviously, if it's an emergency, we're all going to go anyway.
Right, which they would do.
You know, the middle school kept him might very busy last year. The other schools, not so much.
Right.
But you can't go by that either. You never know when something happened. But, you know, we had a good discussion, so we're going to do our best.
It's an improvement over the condition that existed before.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this agreement then gives you the ability to do what you need to do. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. As long as it's under your control, township's control, because he's our police officer.
Yes, so I see the provision that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's in miscellaneous, under the list of duties, the duties of the officer may include. So this is not a mandatory list. This is simply an exhaustive list of all the things that the officer may or may not be want to do, but right. What the operative language is that the duties to be performed by the officer shall be assigned through township police chief.
Yeah, I'll just say for the record, I prefer the structure of the agreement with the North.
Me too.
It is your opinion. Clear, and I would encourage the township as a standardized form of agreement going forward. And I hope to see that next year.
Yes, and that was something I wanted to discuss anyway with the chief. Yeah.
Because I had qualms about this agreement. I barely would say as much as I want to support it. I'm not sure I can support this agreement. That's unmet in a problem.
I think at the end of the day, it provides the chief with the latitude that they can and the discretion.
Yeah, as long as they have insurance, because the way it's drafted is troublesome.
Well, it does say the officer shall not be assigned to any school other than the Clinton Township Middle School without the express permission of the chief.
It does, but the language is a bit all over the place, and I think it creates this illusion that we're providing much more support for the district than we actually are with one singular SRO. It's not like they're getting three or four. Their campuses aren't all adjacent to the Spruce Run School.
Yeah.
I mean, if the guy's got to be at middle school, he can't be at Round Valley without a 15-minute drive.
Is there a time constraint where we can table it and fine-tune that?
No.
Think the language that you flagged under miscellaneous.
I want the superintendent to look at it.
Yeah, let's take that off.
What?
Okay.
Strike it. It's a may.
Would be comfortable with it if we did that.
It
would be comfortable.
It may be in the job description. All right, with that change.
Yep. After no more questions.
May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second. So Pachanowski, now second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Go.
Yes. All right, the resolution passes. We'll move to resolution number 223-023, or 2023, rather. Mm-hmm. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton approving a restated shared services agreement with the North 140s Board of Education for a school resource officer for the 2023-2024 school year. This just makes some amendments to the existing agreement to clarify it, clean it up, and get closer, I think, Council advisor to a more standard format.
And it also, it was very unclear what was approved back in August in terms of what agreement, there was some confusion as to what version, so that's also why it's a restated agreement. It's just made clear that this is the agreement.
Any discussion? If not, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Yes. Councilman Gesundheit.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. We move to resolution number 225-2023. This is a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation for the 2023 Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over Thanksgiving Holiday Crackdown for the period of November 22nd, 2023 through November 26th, 2023. This is a nice little program that we run to try to catch our inebriated drivers and those who are under the influence. How did it go?
It always we've just been busy. So.
Yeah.
So that time of your holiday season.
How many did you get?
Well, throughout the year, I think we're close to probably 100.
No, but for that period, was it busy?
open.
Better than other years?
Stats. I mean, not overly busy.
So the grant helps with some overtime or something like that. Basically.
Yeah, we get it reimbursable from staff. Yeah.
Get it every year.
It's always the same people signing up for it.
All right. I'll make the motion, may I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We're going to move the next resolution to the bottom. And the last one. We'll move now to resolution number 227-2023. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton appointing Donna Kramer as Deputy Registrar in the Township of Clinton. Up until this point, Ms. Covino of the Town of Clinton, or the Clerk of the Town of Clinton, has been serving as backup registrar to Ms. Heller, and this will put Donna Kramer, who we recently brought back on in that position, and I think provide us with some improved service levels.
And I just want to point out this, the title of the resolution and the contents of the resolution have been updated and hard copies were distributed. So it's not exactly what appears on the agenda in terms of the title of the resolution.
Did I miss that?
No, I
missed
it.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Very good.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor.
That's all right. He can get promoted. I'm fine with that.
No. Yes.
Councilman Tuckett.
Yes.
Councilwoman Stroud.
Yes.
Yes.
Next, we have a resolution number 228-2023. This is a resolution of the mayor and the council of the township of Clinton. You should just get that recorded. Approving a salary adjustment for Francesca Escudero in the township of Clinton Police Department. This is because she has progressed and she's graduated. She can now get paid a little more, not the academy rate. Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
All right. Very good. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman.
Yes.
Councilman
Stroud.
Yes.
Yes. Next we have, and this will be a little bit different than what's on the agenda perhaps in front of you, but this is resolution number 174-2023, corrected. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton accepting improvements and approving a request by ExxonMobil Technology and Engineering Company, FKA ExxonMobil Research and Engineering, for the release of a performance guarantee block 30, lots 17, 30, 31, 41, and block 31, lot 1, and block 30.02, lot 1. There was a, when the request came in, there was a little bit of a mathematical error. It was not made clear that there had been a prior release of escrow, so the number has to be adjusted for what we're going to actually return to Exxon.
I think actually some numbers just... The numbers are what they are, so I think I updated the resolution just to take them out, because what it really just needs to say is
we'll give you
release it in full, return whatever there is. So it's correct. Substantively, there's really no change. It's exactly what you did before, but we needed to update the wording of the resolution itself. That's why it's before you, and that's why it's keeping the same resolution.
Same action.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's what we do. We release the performance guarantees when they're done.
I'll make that motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, as we get near the end, Resolution 230-2023. This is a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton approving a request by Clinton LIHTC Urban Renewal LLC for the release of performance guarantee for the Clinton Woods Affordable Housing Development, Block 82, Lot 4.03. This is a development that just was essentially completed over on the 31 and same kind of thing. They finished a certain amount of work. We've got to give them a certain amount of money back from the performance bond. Any discussion? If not, motion, please.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Second to last. Don't let me forget there's one more to go. I know Kim will let me forget this. Resolution 231-2023. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the township to obtain property appraisals in connection with a potential open space acquisition. This is the acquisition that Councilwoman Swetlick referenced before. I think it's pretty clear on its face. Any questions? May I have a motion?
So I'll make it.
Second. Council President Strauss and then Mr. Kosowski. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we have, and before we go to the last resolution, I'm just going to double back for a second because I skipped over the ordinance. I just want to make note for the record that the ordinance that was originally intended to be heard tonight for adoption. This is an ordinance accepting an open space donation on 31 at the corner of Molasses Hill and 31. Didn't do it. By the way, we're in an active hunt for a new sounds recording board. It was not properly noticed for this evening, so we will carry it to the 20th, and we will hold the public hearing then. We'll make sure that it is noticed in time.
It has been.
I had that.
We have confirmation.
Confirmation. Very good. That was an aspect. All right. Now we need to kick Ms. Marino out.
Oh, of course.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
One of us will take notes. All right, this is resolution number 226-2023. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving a salary adjustment for court administrator Kimberly Marino. She's done a great job. She only recently took over this position about a year ago, and in the conversation that we had when we brought her into the position, we incentivized her based on her performance. If she performed well in the role, we would give her a little bit of an extra bump to be more commensurate with the responsibilities of that position, where it is in the marketplace. That bump it out of her. Correct. Questions, comments?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Mm-hmm. If you wouldn't mind.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Pachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. All right, Ms. Marino, you can come back. It didn't pass.
Oh. She's going home.
All right. We will now move to public comment. For anything. Anything at all. Or nothing at all. All right, seeing very little movement.
I have public comment. I want to congratulate and recognize Jason Strauss
for
becoming a fireman.
Yes.
Last week in Ewing.
Yeah.
My first time in Ewing. It was a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm going to go out afterwards.
Yeah.
I still had a good time. There's 100 people there.
Really?
About, yeah.
That's wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, and there was a nice support of our fire company there, which was nice.
That's great.
Very good. Well done, sir.
Mark obviously must be a good leader of the firehouse.
Well, speaking of important motions to make, Councilman Glazer.
I motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Pachinowski.
Yes.
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 Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Mayor Moore.
Yes. All right. That's it. We're done. Thank you all. Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate the applause. We'll take applause. I hope you learn things.
A lot more.